Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samaches, and we're starting Simen He. So here, the Chayodim deals with the concept in halacha known as Heder Mitzvah, that a person should do the mitzvah in a oifen which is mehudar, which is beautified in a beautiful way. So there is he's going to discuss the basic concept that there is such a concept in the Torah. It's Torah based, and then we'll discuss the parameters of what are you mechuyev to do to be mehadar the mitzvah, and what is considered extra credit. A heder mitzvah, so one of the tenorim a person has to be aware of, one of the actions a person has to be aware of when they're doing a mitzvah, is that they're supposed to do the mitzvah in a way which is more beautiful. Shenemar zen keli ban vehu. So Chazal darshan on this pasuk zekeli ban vehu, which is part of the Shiras Hayam, the Klai Yisrael said. One explanation is that Kelev Anveyu, this is my Kelev, this is my God, and I will make him Noah. I will do his mitzvahs in a way which is beautiful. I'll beautify the mitzvahs. He points out Sukkah Reish Lulav Agazel Mashmar Rashi Tabi Deraisa. The Chayyim points out that this is not just an Asmach the Bahama, but this is a Din Deraisa. There's a mitzvah the right, so when you do a mitzvah, that you should do the mitzvah in a way which is mehudar, which is beautiful. Rashi understands that the different psulim which we have regards to Estrogim, a lulav which is yabesh, is a problem of hitter. Rashi says, like the pasuk says, zekelem aveyu. So we're understanding that this is a halachic psul, this is a din deraisa, that it's possible, based on the pasuk, the din of hitter. Something has to be mehudar. Chayim mashma b'shabbos kuflam b'gimel. That it's mashma over there when a person is discussing the issue of doing the bris milah. The person can take off the minimal amount of the orla to be yotzei the mitzvah. The person takes off more, that's considered a heder. That's mashma, that's a din d'oraisa. Chayim mashma b'chidush hara'im al asmag hilchos lulav. However, b'toseh shal mashma d'ena ela the mitzvah l'chatchila. Whereas according to Rashi, this is the understanding and why lulav goes lulav, which is yavesh, is possible. Atosha says it's possible based on the word hodr. It says creates hodr, and we learn out from Esrig to the other minim that there's a psul called hodr. So this is not the regular din of mehudar, which you find in called kulav zekelem aveyu. This is unique din by Esrig. The Torah says that the Esrig has to be hodr, and a lulav which is yavesh is not hodr. So that's. But it means the general psul of, or the general halacha, better, of Zekelem Aveyu would not generate halacha of psul, whereas, but according to, you need a special pasuk of hadar to tell me that it's possible. According to Rashi, the din of mehudar that you have, it called Tarakula, Zekelem Aveyu, can be a reason why the lulav, which is yavish, is possible. So the Machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos, whether this is a din lechatchila mideraisa, or this is even a din bidyavet, is ma'akev and how a person does the mitzvah. Some of the Chachamim do point out, and even if you learn like Rashi, that's a din that's ma'akev, that's not always going to be true. Chazal were able to be kaveya that when it's ma'akev bidyavet, when it's not ma'akev bidyavet, this is similar to the idea of malachas cholamoyed, that the malacha which one may not do or may do on Chol HaMoed, according to some Rishonim, is deraisa. But Moshe HaKasav the Chachamim, the Ramban says it's a din deraisa. But the Torah gave over to the Chachamim to be kaveya what malachas are mutter and what is aser. Once that's nikva, that's going to be a din deraisa. The Torah says, gave the Chachamim a mandate that they have to make Chol HaMoed different than a regular weekday. And this is part of what, so this is the deraisa, the Chazal bin Kaveya, what malacha is to do and what not to do. So something parallel over here, there's a mitzvah of heder mitzvah, there's a concept of heder mitzvah. The Torah gave over to the Chazal to decide when that's going to be a ma'akev, it's going to be determinative in the kiyum of the mitzvah, and when it's going to be just a din l'chatchila. The Tosfos seems to say that there's never going to be a case where it's ma'akev, and we have to find a different source why lulav hayavish is going to be possible. So every mitzvah, this applies not only to lulav, but every mitzvah, a person should do the mitzvah in the most beautiful way possible, according to what his ability. Now we're going to talk about the parameters of the limitations, what you're mechuyev to do in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.